Mishnah of Lech Lecha contains the mitzvah of Brit Milah, and the essential mitzvah is very clear, but amongst the interesting questions that arise is the question of a child who's born without a foreskin, or in the words of the Gemara, Nolad Kshehu Mahu. Obviously, it's impossible to perform a conventional Brit Milah in such a situation, but is there a requirement to perform some sort of Brit and to draw a drop of blood, what's known as Hatafat Dam Brit? So the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, brings a Machloket Tanaim about how Beit Hillel holds. Is it necessary to do Hatafam Dam Brit or not? And there's also a Machloket Amoraim about how we Paskan. Rav holds that we don't need to do so, and Shmuel holds that we do. Interestingly, though, there's a parallel sugi in the Yerushalmi, in Perek Yudtet of Masechet Shabbat, Halacha Bet, which paskens clearly that there is a chiyuv of Hatafat Dam Brit, and in that sugya, number one, there's no machloket even recorded about the matter. Number two, the halacha is cited in the name of Rav, who in the Bavli is recorded as saying the opposite. And number three, a proof text is brought from this week's Sedra, where the pasuk says, Himol yimol yelid beitcha umiknat kaspecha, that everyone shall surely be circumcised. And the double expression of Himol yimol suggests a further case of Brit Milah, i.e. the case of Nolad Mahu. So how do we pasken? There's a Machloket Rishonim. The Tosfot pasken, there's no need to do Hatafat Dam Brit, ruling like Rav because of an episode recorded a few lines later on in the Bavli, where someone once tried to do Hatafat Dam Brit on their son, and they maimed him somewhat. And the Bahag also paskens that way. But Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rambam, and the Rif, they all paskin like Shmuel that it is necessary. Apparently not because they hold that a child without a foreskin necessarily needs Hatafat Dam, but because they're concerned that maybe there actually is a very small foreskin present which needs to be removed. The Rosh brings both views and says that Minhag is to do it, and the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeh Sim Reish Samach Gimel Seif Dalad rules like the Rambam, etc., that it is necessary, though the Achronim say that the bracha is not recited. Whether or not the phenomenon of Nolad Mahul is a real occurrence, or primarily a theoretical situation, is a bit unclear, but the concept of Hatafat Dam Brit isn't such an uncommon reality, because it comes up not infrequently in the context of Geirim, many of whom have been previously medically circumcised. But still, and perhaps somewhat surprisingly, there's actually a machloket in the Achronim about where exactly on the male organ the blood should be drawn from. There's also a machloket about how much blood needs to be drawn. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion that it's not actually necessary to draw any blood at all, and that it's sufficient to make a scratch with a needle that brings some blood towards the surface of the wound. The Poskim also discussed the question of Metzitza with Hatafat Dam, i.e. does the excess blood need to be suctioned off the wound, as is the halacha with a regular Brit Milah. And there's also a question about whether a waiting period is required after recovery if the procedure needs to be delayed because of illness. With a regular Milah, sometimes there's a halachic requirement to wait a further 7 days. The Sefer Nishmat Avraham, an important sefer of medical halacha issues, presents this as a machloket between Rav Neuwirth, who was strict, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who was lenient on the grounds that this is a much more minor procedure than a regular Brit Milah. Finally, it's also brought down in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker that Hatafat Dam Brit doesn't need to be done on the 8th day Davka, and can even be done beforehand. Why? Because he held that it wasn't a din in the mitzvah of Milah, but a din in the mitzvah of Brit, and that it's only Milah that's dependent on the 8th day. I don't know how this view squares with the Yerushalmi, which learnt it out from the pasuk of Himol Yimol, which clearly says that it is a din in Milah. Ad Kad.